B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Selena.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So what happened? You're looking for Kyle? What'd you do?
So I've been dating this guy for a bit, Kyle. He's funny, he's smart. I don't know. We have a great time. Luckily, he usually comes over to my place. I'm a single mom,
yeah.
And it can sometimes be hard to get a sitter. And he's actually really great with my three-year-old, mm-hmm. Riley, my world.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'll come over and either I'll cook or we'll get takeout. The last time he came over, we had just like a regular time. And now he's not calling me back or returning any of my texts. And I'm just not sure what happened.
I mean, can you think of anything that happened?
I mean, he is very handy.
Okay.
Sometimes when he comes over, if my closet door is broken, like, he's really nice and he'll like offer to fix it. And I really hope he doesn't think that I'm like using him for like fixing things.
Oh, wait, how often does he fix things when he goes over? Like every time?
I mean, maybe not every time.
Listen, if he offers,
hold on a second here. I mean, like, you know, this adds up after a while. Do you break him off with a little cash or?
I mean, I cook him dinner, and then at the end of the night, like, you know, he's getting paid in other ways.
Oh, okay. Well, all right then, Selena.
I'm not selfish.
All right. You know what? We'll just call Kyle right now. I'm sure we can fix this.
Okay.
All right. Stay quiet.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Kyle?
Yes, it is.
Oh, perfect. Kyle, it's my name is Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. Can I explain why we're calling? Because we...
Guys, it's way too early for this. I thought it was important. I just pulled an overnighter, and I'm on call. It's just way too early for this.
No. I can explain. It's... Sorry for calling you so early, but it's really quick. We got your number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you. So it is important.
Okay.
We're calling you from a radio station, but we got your phone number from a girl who wanted us to reach out to you to ask you out on a date. And I'm going to tell you her name. And if you say yes to the date, we'll let you pick the place, the day, the time, whenever you're free. I mean, I know, clearly you work a lot, so you let us know whatever you'd like to do.
Well, who is it?
Are you awake?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Who are you guys again?
Wow. Okay,
I just got to say. So, Selena, remember Selena? You were hanging out with her for a while.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. She called us and told us that she would like to get in contact with you to continue seeing you, but she hasn't been able to get any replies to your texts or phone calls. So basically, if you say yes, we'll pay for a date for you guys to get out, and we'll even pay for a babysitter for Riley.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. I think that's going to be a hard no.
Really?
Hmm.
Is it because she's always having you like basically work for free whenever you come over her house to fix? Because if it is, she told us that she's paying you in other ways if you smell what I'm cooking.
Yeah, guys, I mean, it's annoying, but I can handle all that. It's the problem is in my boots. I can't handle that.
What?
Okay, are you being literal you say you have in your boots?
I'm being literal.
How do you have in your boots?
The night that I went over there, I had taken off my boots and put my sneakers on because I wouldn't track it all over the place. So, not real shit.
Right.
Next morning, I threw them in my truck, went to work, put them on, and they were like soggy or wet. I kept putting my finger down in there, and it was poop.
What?
It was poop. There was poop in my boots.
There was literal in your boot.
Yep. Yeah, there was.
And you're mad.
you don't even know what to ask.
Well, because I'm like, how does this translate to Selena? You think she in your boot?
There's like, no way.
As a way to claim you?
First, maybe one of my guys at work. There's just no other way other than it happened, I'm thinking maybe her son did it or she's potty training.
Hold on. Kyle, Selena's on the phone. Selena, are you still there?
Yes.
So did you hear Kyle, what he said about somebody in his boot?
I did, yeah. I mean, it definitely wasn't me, and I don't have any pets.
Okay.
I highly doubt it was Riley.
Look, there's no other way around that. I think your son in my boot.
I mean, I'm potty training him, but like he always tells me if he needs to go.
Yeah, I think you're doing something wrong, honey.
I
do.
Kyle, do you think at any point you might have in your own boot by accident?
Are you serious?
No, we got to trickle down the pants.
Okay, okay.
Kyle, where did you leave your shoes?
I left them right there at the door where I took them off by at her house. Then from there, they went directly into my truck, and it was locked. Nobody broke into my truck, my boots, and then locked it back up.
I think I know what happened. I remember seeing Riley playing by the front door.
He wasn't playing.
And I don't know, maybe he's starting to think that like anything with a hole is a toilet, and so he can fuse your boot.
You're doing it wrong.
I'm really sorry. It's really crazy. Hard to potty train someone.
Listen, I understand that. I do concur with Selena. I'm potty training my son right now, and it is like you always think, like, is my kid going to be the one that doesn't figure it out?
Yeah,
sounds like her kid didn't.
Yeah, I mean, so listen, this seems.
It seems what?
Honestly, this really does seem fixable. I mean, I don't think that it's because her son hates you. It's just he made a little mistake. You know, it wasn't anything Selena did. Kyle, I mean, Selena, would you be maybe willing to, I don't know, buy him a new pair of boots or?
Absolutely. I'm really sorry. Aww. This won't happen again. I'd absolutely buy you a new pair of work boots.
Would you do it, Kyle? Give her another day. Come on. It's.
You know what? Let's do it.
Hey!
Yeah, I'll get some YouTube videos for the little guy.
Yeah, lesson one.
Any help would be appreciated.
Lesson one is don't in Kyle.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.